It's mixed emotions. Definitely a good opportunity to come back and see people that have some history with. Get a chance to run around, play football for a couple games, and you know, I have some personal situations I'm dealing with. But you know, it's what I've known in my life for the last 14 years, and so. Like I said, it was either way I would have been fine, either not getting the opportunity or getting the opportunity. So I'm thankful for it, and so hopefully I can, produce, and so some good things will come out of it.
Was this expected?
No. I wasn't sitting around searching for opportunity. Like I said, I've always said if the opportunity presented itself, then I'd review it with my wife, and we'd go from there. And so AD, his inability to play a couple weeks ago. Sort of triggered something in my mind that may be a possibility, and that it wasn't there. And then I guess the situation that has come with Pierre and a couple other guys has presented and opened the door for me. And so I stand before you today.
Did you get other calls in this last?
I've gotten a couple calls, but nothing serious. But I've said for a long time that I am content. I have been content with who I am, who I was, who I continue to be as a football player. The luxuries and the benefits that I had being a player here for 5 years and the experience of the championships. And so, I would say I didn't necessarily have something to prove, so it wasn't like I was scratching walls trying to get back in the game. And so it's definitely a benefit and a plus to have the opportunity, and I look forward to, getting myself ready to go for practice today and trying to take it from there.
Did it help your foot heal up? I know you were in camp with the Texans.
Yeah. I don't think that really – I was ready to go when training camp started in the offseason, so that really didn't have a bearing. Obviously, if you rest, then your body, is able to recuperate. Don't know how beneficial, being off for the last 2 or 3 months, has helped me from not being off the last 9 years of my life. But, feel fine.
What kind of shape are you in physically?
I am in great shape to wake up in the morning to do my daughter's hair, to run up and down the stairs to get their clothes and prep them for school, take them to school, come back home, enjoy the day with my wife, go into the UPS store, work a few hours, and then come home, eat dinner. But I guess I was in good enough shape that they felt comfortable bringing me on, so we'll see what happens.
Richard Seymour said
that
Ty Law can get in shape
anyway. Well, Ty, he's definitely unique in his own way, and so I think he looked like he had been running. So, hopefully I will look like, or resemble something of the guy that, finished training camp in Houston.
Were you doing an exercise regimen that one would do if one planned on going back to the NFL?
I did what I needed. I did what I felt was necessary for what my challenge was the next day. So.
But it was more than just like a retired player trying to stay in shape.
Oh, I think that's really up to the discretion of the player. I think if you got a lineman, then his choice of workout regimen would be different than that of a wide receiver or a DB. And so, I'll leave it up in the air. I had a backyard, and it was accessible. So.
I guess what I'm saying is that retired players will do whatever they need to do to stay in shape, but there's also staying in shape in case the phone rings.
Yeah, well, I think it's what your priorities are. And so, like I said, I was at peace. This is not something that, that I was, nervous about or had anxiety of, who's going to call, when they're going to call. I was enjoying myself as being a father and doing things at home.
You still have some idea?
Definitely still mowing the lawn. Grass has stopped growing in Houston, so basically I'm just picking up the leaves and putting those away. But same old guy.
Rosie, your real estate has changed here in the locker room.
Yeah.
Is it a little weird being amongst the offensive line?
No. Got my good friend Billy on one side and then Nick on the other, so it's not a bad thing. Again, I got history with everybody, history with the guys that were here when I was here. So it's not a big deal to me. It's just buying time, and hopefully that time will extend past this weekend and we can continue to move forward.
What do you think you can bring to the table here?
I'm the same old guy. I tried to go to Houston and bring some of those playmaking abilities to them, and they felt like I wasn't up to par. So, I haven't done much since then. So if I could just, get myself back in the swing of things as what was done before I left and sort of familiarize myself with the defense and the types of roles that they're going to ask me to play, then hopefully everything will work out well. But I think right now, they've been trying to do some things on defense, and obviously with a couple guys being down, they need some depth.
Are you anticipating that adrenaline rush when you rush that quarterback for the first time? Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, rushing the quarterback is my love. That's a lot of reasons why I watch the game. It's not for running plays or for kickoffs, but everybody has their deal, and for me that is it. And so I do look forward to the opportunity. So just gotta knock some of the rust off, and hopefully that'll happen, real soon, and we can move forward.
Have you had a chance to talk to, your former teammates here, now your new teammates?
Yeah, been able to, communicate with them yesterday. I've stayed in touch with them all season long, so it's not like I've not talked to any of them, but it's been refreshing to see their faces and to sit in the meetings again. Didn't have to run the conditioning test, so that's always a plus. So, I think we try to make it business as usual, not make it a big deal.